And now?
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, when Lum saw the little Bates boy walking down the street wearing a nice set of whiskers, he was sure that his fast-growing hair tonic was a success. Immediately, he called his gun-toting enemy, Grandpappy Spears, and guaranteed that he could grow a beard back onto Grandpap's whiskerless chin in 24 hours. If he failed, he'd allow Grandpap to take a shot at him. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering.
Listen. Hey, Abner.
Huh?
Hold the door open for me. I got my arms full.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just a minute. Loan me what you got there, Lum. What is all them bottles, anyway?
That's hair tonic.
Oh, where?
Yeah, that's my special fast-growing secret formula hair tonic. Here, grab some of these bottles before I drop them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll help you. My arms are tired.
Yeah, I bet. Whereabouts do you want them put, Lum?
Set them on that shelf there by the barber chair.
Yeah, sure. Whereabouts do you get all this stuff, anyway?
I made it. Mixed it up over at my place yesterday afternoon and last night. That's why I wasn't at the store.
Well, I wondered what had happened to you.
Yeah, I ought to let you know where I was at, but I just didn't want to waste no time getting into productions on my hair tonic.
Yeah.
Besides, I feared somebody might see me and find out I was working on my tonic and find out what my secret formula was.
Oh, doggies, I figured maybe Grandpappy Spears had found you and either shot you or run you out of town once.
Oh, no, that shooting business is all over now.
All over?
I don't need to worry none about Grandpap no more.
Well, good for you. Did him and you make up with one another?
Well, not exactly, but see, I made a deal with him.
A deal?
I guaranteed him that I'd grow a beard back on his chin in 24 hours.
Grow a beard back on him?
Yes, sir, and I told him if I couldn't do it, I'd stand right here in the store and let him shoot at me point blank.
For the land sakes, have you plumb lost your mind, Lum?
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
It don't sound
well,
like
this
it.
Hair tonic here will do the trick. This'll grow a beard on him quicker than he can say Jack Robinson.
Well, I thought you said that tonic wasn't no good. You claimed it wouldn't even work on the cat.
Well, it never, but it works on humans.
Huh.
I don't know how, but I got proof of it.
Proof,
see,
huh?
Yesterday after you went out to make the deliveries, the little Bates boy went by the store.
Just a minute, Lum, that's all right. You better get the phone.
Yeah, say, if that's Miss Bates, tell her I ain't here.
Ain't here, huh?
I ain't studied up how to explain everything to her yet.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library, Abner Peabody doing the talking.
Tell her I'll give her little boy free shaves the rest of his life.
Oh, hello, Professor Sloan. What?
Oh, Professor Sloan.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice. No, I'm feared me and Lum can't get away this morning. Well, I'm awful sorrowful. All right. Goodbye. You didn't want to go to a play this morning, did you, Lum?
A play?
Yeah, the scholars over at the schoolhouse are putting on some kind of a show at the lodge hall this morning. Professor Sloan wanted to sell us some tickets to it.
Putting on a show in the morning?
That's what he said.
What show are they putting on?
He never said what the name of it was. I never asked him.
Oh, well, I couldn't go no ways because Grandpap will be here any minute now.
Grandpap?
Yes, just about 24 hours now since I put that hair tonic on his chin.
Have you done put that on him?
Oh, yeah. Quick as I found out how good the stuff was, I made that deal with him and went over and rubbed a batch of it on his chin. I just hope I didn't put too much on.
Too much?
Oh, yeah, that's powerful stuff.
Is, huh?
Yeah, actually, I made it too good, I reckon.
Wow.
I gotta be awful careful with it. If I was you, Abner, I wouldn't monkey around with it at all.
Well, I ain't gonna catch your stuff. Don't worry.
I wouldn't be surprised if some hair don't grow on them corks in them bottles.
By the land, say.
How about you? They won't even recognize Grandpap when he walks in the door.
Huh.
He might have such a long beard, he's liable to trip over it.
Logan, Lum, how'd you find out this tonic of yours was so good, anyway?
Well, I started to tell you just before the telephone rung a minute ago. You recollect you told me that the little Clarence Bates come in here yesterday morning and used some of the tonic?
Yeah, he put some on his hair, I believe.
Well, he must have got some of it on his chin, too, because when you was out of the store, I seen him go by here and he had whiskers on him. A regular beard.
He did?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Of course, the bad part about that is I don't know what to say to his mama now.
His mama? Oh. You never give her some, too, did you?
No, but she's going to hate and despise me the rest of my life for making that little boy of hers grow a beard.
Oh. Wait a minute, old Lum. Just a minute. That weren't a real genuine whiskers on that young'un.
Why, they was, too. I seen them myself. So did Mousie Gray.
Yeah, but, Lum, them was just false whiskers that belonged to you.
Huh?
Cedric went over to your place yesterday and got them. See, he wanted Clarence Bates to go hunting with him, and he's afraid a truant officer'd catch him, so he disguised Clarence with them whiskers of yours.
Abner, are you sure about this?
Why, of course I am. Just call up Cedric and ask him.
Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do now?
Well, I don't know. Whatever it is, though, you better do it awful quick, because here comes Grandpappy Spears right
now. Oh, my goodness.
He's toting his shotgun too long.
Abner, whereabouts can I hide?
It's too late to hide. He done see you coming in there right now.
All right. Where's that pigeon-toed varmint at? Oh, there you are, you double-crossing storytelling knock-kneed bitter.
Now, just a minute now,
Grandpa. Stand still, Lum Edwards, and let me draw a bead on
Grandpa, you. Put that gun down now.
Get out of this, Abner.
Well, put that down.
This deal's tricks me and Lum. Stand still, you
Grandpa,
critter.
Now, you can't shoot Lum this away.
All part of the bargain. Lum guaranteed I could take a shot at him if he never growed me a beard in 24 hours. Look at my chin. Can you see any beard there?
What, just a minute. Hold still. Quit bobbing it up and down talking. I can't see nothing.
Well, go ahead, look.
No. Not exactly a beard, I reckon. There's a little stubble there, though.
Yeah, stubble ain't no beard. Stand still, Lum.
Just a minute now, Grandpap. Just a minute.
Yeah,
here
let's
now.
Not rush into this thing, Grandpap. Let's not do nothing you're going to be sorry for afterwards. Or me neither. Special me.
Yeah, Lum can explain this whole thing to you. I hope.
I don't want no explaining. Me and Lum made a deal fair and square, and by Jiminy, we're going to stick to it. Stand still,
Lum. Grandpap, don't aim that gun at Lum. Now, that thing's liable to go off.
Yeah, now, listen, Grandpap. See, I sort of made a mistake on that hair tonic.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
Yeah, I used grade B hair tonic on you, and I meant to use grade A.
Have you got two kinds of it, Lum?
Yeah. Oh, well, three kinds.
You have, huh?
A, B, and C.
Well, I do
the
know.
Grade A grows your beard in 24 hours, like I said. But it's a kind of a scraggly beard.
Scraggly, huh?
Yeah, scrawny.
Uh-huh.
Looks like you're a little mangy when you're wearing it.
Oh,
Grade
I
B
see.
Grows you a lot nicer beard. Good and thick and sort of wavy.
Oh.
But it takes a little longer. Say, 48 hours. And that's the kind I put on you, Grandpap, because I wanted a nice fella like you to have the best beard I could give you.
Oh, sure.
And I don't know where to believe you or not, Lum Edwards. But I'll give you a chance.
Well, good for you, Grandpap.
I'll wait another 24 hours, but by Jiminy, if I ain't got a beard by then, I'm going to hold you to your bargain. I'll shoot your hide so full of holes it'll whistle Annie Laurie every time the wind comes up. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Grandpap. Doggies, Lum, you had a close call there.
Oh, don't remind me.
That old man was mad.
Granny's.
Well, was that true about that grade A and grade B stuff?
No, of course not, but I had to say something.
Yeah.
That was quick thinking, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Couldn't just stand here and let him fire at me.
Why, no.
He might hit me.
Of course, on the other hand, I don't see what you told him at 48-hour stuff for, though, Lump. It won't actually work. He'll just come back here tomorrow and do whatever he never done today.
Yeah, but I won't be here tomorrow.
Won't be here?
No, sir. I'm leaving out of here.
Oh.
I just told him that so's I'd have little time to get out of town.
Doggy, that was quick thinking, all right. I thought for a while that... For the land's sakes. Lum, am I seeing things?
Seeing things?
Yeah, look out in front of the store there. Ain't that a batch of young'uns going by there with long gray beards?
Long gray beards?
Look at them there.
Aye, Granny, it sure is. There's seven of them.
Yeah, that's right, seven. Say, you don't reckon they could have got hold of some of your hair tonic? Well, I know that stuff don't actually work, does it?
No, it couldn't hardly be that. Wait a minute. That bottle's missing.
Huh, missing?
That bottle of tonic that was here yesterday, one I used on Grandpap, that one's missing.
My doggies, it is, ain't it? Used to sit right there.
Was any of them youngins in here any time this morning?
I don't believe they was. Wait a minute, though, Lum. Both me and you was out of the store for a while yesterday.
Well, that's when they must have got it.
Just about.
Grannies, I'll have every mama in this town hating me.
Huh?
I've got to keep that tonic away from youngins.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That stuff don't actually work, Lum.
Well, it must work. Didn't you notice one of them youngins out there just now was Clarence Bates?
It was.
Them false whiskers of mine was short blackens, and what he's got on now are long gray ones.
Doggy, that's right. Well, maybe them weren't false whiskers he had on yesterday after all then.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, when you seen him yesterday, was he a long beard or a short one?
Well, he's kind of short then, but... They've had a whole day to grow long in.
Yeah, that's right.
You're supposed to grow them fast, you know.
Turns them gray fast, too. Don't get a fella ages awful quick with that tonic here or something.
Yeah, that might be one trouble with it. But I can fix that up by adding some stove blacking to the formula.
Stove blacking?
Hey, Grannies, let old Grandpap come back here tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute, though, Lum. That stuff never worked on him.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, no.
It sure works on youngins, though.
Yeah.
Maybe it works on them faster than it does on old folks.
It must.
Come to think of it, Grandpap did have some stubble on his chin, like something was starting to grow there.
Aye, Doggies, that's right, he did. Maybe that's his beard starting up. Just takes longer for a fella his age,
well,
I reckon.
Sure. By tomorrow, you ought to have enough of it grow to where he won't shoot at.
Why, sure. Wait a minute, here comes Cedric.
Hey, Mr. Lum, Mr. Abner, better get on over to the lodge hall. The scholars are putting on a show.
Yeah, we know it, Cedric, but we can't go.
The kids acting in it went over there just a little bit ago. You better hurry.
Well, we can't make it today, Cedric.
Oh, that's too bad, because it's going to be a good one called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, do that, Cedric.
All right, so long.
So long.
Come on, Abner. Help me paste some labels on these bottles of my hair tonic.
Yeah, yeah.
Granny, we'll make a fortune out of this, too.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. What's that show about? Do you know, Lum?
No, I don't know. Some fairy story, more likely. I never get taken in by none of that junk. Come on, let's get to work, Abner.